This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. We just saw in Sif Yud Aleph that if when you built a shul, you were masnet to use it, you're allowed to use it when? B'churbanai. But b'yeshuvah, you can't use it. A t'nai does not help b'yeshuvah. And even b'churbanai, it does not help for a tashmish meguna. When does a t'nai help? B'batei k'nesiyos shebechutz l'aretz. B'batei k'nesiyos shebe'etz Yisrael. Lo'y mehani shum t'nai. So the Mechaber is concluding with a very strict shita, namely that t'nai does not help b'yeshuvai. And the Mishnah Berurah explained it does not help l'hishtamesh b'hem. It doesn't help to eat, it doesn't help to drink, it doesn't help to enter to be protected from the element. And the Shaar Tzion says, certainly it doesn't help for Sicha B'Teila. Certainly. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that a T'nai only helps B'Churbana. So, we have to see the Bir Halacha here, okay? Because the Bir Halacha is going to give us the background of this Sugya. This is very shocking to most people when they see the words of the Shulchan Aruch and they're familiar with, oh, the Gemara Megillah says T'nai, but, and you read the Shulchan Aruch, for all intents and purposes, T'nai has no meaning. It doesn't allow you to do anything, like we asked yesterday. So what are these tashmishin that the T'nai allows you to do? So it's only b'churbana. But b'yeshuva, the Mishnah Berurah said, shar tashmishin mahani T'nai. We just don't know what those shar tashmishin are. You know, if you have to, if you're trying to figure out the laws of relativity and you're making equations, whether E equals MC squared, yes, that you could use the t'nai b'yeshuvan, but not to talk. So let's see the Bir Halacha, avo b'yeshuvai. Okay, this is very important. Hine b'peirusha de sugya de al t'nai heina suyois yesh kama shitois. In the explanation of the sugya that a shul is built on t'nai, there are many opinions. Hainu shitas hatoisvis v'harash to be yeshuva loy mahani t'nai u'b'churbanoi mahani. And that seems to be what the Mechaber is going like. V'shitas rashi v'arzarua da'afilu b'yeshuvai mahani t'nai. Veshitas Haramban Vaharan Vachindas Haraja Bitchuvoisov Ta Afilu Bihurbanon Loi Mahani Tnai Sheyishtam Shuboy Lahedya Kbishaloimi Doichek. Even Bihurbanoi the Tnai doesn't help if it's not a pressing circumstance. Aval Kishumi Doichek Afilu Biyeshuvan Mahani Tnai. But if you're in a pressing circumstance, then Biyeshuvai, even the Tnai helps. So you have three Shitas. The most chamor is Toisus and the Rush. It helps when it's destroyed. It doesn't help when it's active. You have the Shita of Rashi. It always helps. You have the Shita of the Ramban, the Ran and the Rajba, that it's not dependent on Bechorbanon and B'Yeshivan. It's dependent on Midoichek or Shaloi Midoichek. The Bir Halacha explains, Midoichek Kari Kishu Lahachala Aniyam Letzarech Shah Oilash Givan. You have a community service and you don't have space. So you have three shitas in the Rishayim. Who does the Mechaber go like? Obviously, Tosfos and the Rush. B, Yeshuvan, the T'nai doesn't help. B'Churbanan, the T'nai helps. However, if you remember, the Mishnah Berurah brought in earlier the shita of the Ramban. When we were talking about eating, here, let's see here. V'hinei afshe ha-mechaber hetek ledina de b'yeshuva loy mahani t'nai mikamakoim nira midivrei ha-taz b'reish ha-simin dechshu midoichek v'chanal yesh lismoich al haramban da'afilu b'yeshuvai mahani. That even though the mechaber doesn't buy the shita of the Rajban and the Ramban, but the Taz says you could rely on it. V'hadin imay, and the Taz is correct. Shekenu gam kein dasaran v'arashba. V'gam yeshut sarf lezeh das Rashi bar zeruah desvilu dafil biyishuvan mahani tonight. Plus midoichek, you're not going to rely on the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran. Rashi holds even shaloi mi that biyishuvan tonight helps. But you should know, says the Bir Halacha V'da'oi, the Afilu Das Rashi V'arzarua, the Mahani T'nai Afilu B'Yeshuvan, Mikamakoim Lekalus Roish Mamish, Kagoin Schoik V'Hitol, just levity, T'nai does not help. Okay, so the bottom line is, the Mechaber Paskins like Toisus and the Rush, T'nai does not help B'Yeshuvan. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran say, Midoichek, T'nai helps, B'Yeshuvan. Rashi holds, T'nai helps straight out, B'Yeshuvan. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Tosfos and the Rash. The Taz paskens like the Rashba, the Ran, and the Ramban. Midoichek, you could eat in the shul. You know, you're having a big Shabbaton, and the only place where the community could eat is in the shul. You could eat in the shul. Could you rely on that? Yes, the Bir Halacha says you could rely on that. Would the Mechaber allow you to do that? No. But the Mishnah Berurah would allow you to do it. However, Rav Moshe is more lenient. Rav Moshe in Atshuva and Chilek in Archaim Aleph Simen Memhei, he says, this is regarding a blind person who needs a seeing eye dog to get to shul. Says Rav Moshe, it's not any different than eating and drinking. That you're allowed to eat and drink midoichek. So this for this blind person, it's midoichek. What about, says Rav Moshe, shalashudas in a shul? Says Rav Moshe, well, is shalashudas a mitzvah? He said, of course it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah to eat it in shul. You could eat it at home. So Rav Moshe calls it mitzvah ktsas. So mitzvah ktsas. Noyagin kemat b'chol hamakoymos lahater. Why? Says Rav Moshe, kimedumani shebaharbi makoymos noyagin lahakel av shaloi b'shasat chak. So now, the Mechaber says, B'Yeshuva, no T'nai helps. The Taz goes like the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ran, Midoichek, it helps. Rav Moshe says, the Minog is to be lenient, even Shaloi Midoichek. Because says Rav Moshe, Shalashudas is a mitzvah k'tzas. But what about a Kiddush for an Afrof? Even though, I know Afrof is a very big Inyan, the only thing is, you will not find anywhere that there's actually even a ktsas mitzvah to eat kugel at an afraf or to make a kiddush. Now, I'm not saying that you will be accepted in the community. People will think, you know, they'll check your yichus if you don't make a kiddush for the afraf. However, Moshe says, Ein barur sheyesh bazeh inyan mitzvah. Now, let's talk about tikkun. You ready? Is there an inyan to do a tikkun? Halachically, no. No, there's no such thing as a tikkun. There's no concept of tikkun. Tikkun is from Hasidim. I'm not disparaging it. I'm just telling you the reality. Rav Moshe says, HaChasidim noyagin b'chol batin yisrael shalan lahater af bedvar reshus kecha da'achilo ushtiyo b'yoyim hayartzai. A tikkun is, basically, it's like lunch. Is it a mitzvah to eat lunch? There's no mitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch to eat lunch. You may need to do it to continue on with your day. So a tikkun is not a mitzvah, it's not an inyan, it's a dvar rishus. Says Rav Moshe, so why do people do it in shul? You ready for this? Imkein mukhrochin loymar, shenoyagin kirashi. We're noyag not like the Mechaber, not like the Taz that goes like the Rashba and the Ran. We're noyag like Rashi, that a t'nai does help. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't go like that. Nimsa shenifsak ata kein lahalacha. If the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to do it, that means they're following Rashi. It's only b'dayres ha'achroinim. it still has the status of a minhag. Like Rashi says in Shabbos, that even to, a minhag is valid if it follows a das yachid, that's a valid das yachid. And says Moshe, certainly b'shas hadchak, you could rely on it. Okay, so that's what I wanted to bring to your attention, that that there are three shitas in the Rishonim. The Mechaber takes the strictest opinion. He goes like Tosfos and the Rosh. Tanai does not help b'yishuvan, even though the Mishnah Berurah says it does help for Shar Tashmishin. The Taz goes like the Rashba, the Rana, and the Ramban. B'doichek, Tanai helps la'achila. And Rashi says Tanai helps. And Rav Moshe says the minhag is like Rashi. Now, according to Rav Moshe, can you talk in a shul? Of course not. Tanai never helped for talking. Tanai helps for achila, not for talking. Talking, I mean, when I say talking, I mean regular, having a conversation when davening is over. Even according to Rashi, because if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Sivchav, he says, Koshigin Tzchoy Kito Sicha Betela Dibleze Bevadai Loimahani Tanai. That's what it seems like. Okay. So let's say you're having in the shul some kind of meeting. I don't know, you're having a communal meeting. Are you allowed to? According to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't. The Tanai doesn't help. According to Rav Moshe, you could. The Tanai helps with Yeshuvan. Can you then serve food at the communal meeting? Again, Rav Moshe would say you could. But to have stam, you know, your average, to shoot the breeze, that we did not see is the Tanai would help for. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah further on, Siv Katan Lamed Hey. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkata and Lamed Daled seems to say, "Achila ushsia yesh bazem mishum kalas roish." So a tanai doesn't help. There seems to be some element of impropriety in eating in a shul. So,
when you're going to, if you're stam going to sit and eat, it's going to be kalas roish.
It sounds. I would think it's the act of eating and drinking. Now, this is all in the Shita of the Mechaber, that a Tanai does not help B'Yishuvan. Rashi says a Tanai does help B'Yishuvan.
The Rama is conspicuously silent. Is it fair to conclude that the Rama holds like the Mechaber and like Shita Sattosis Maharash?
Yeah, I would say yes, for sure, because typically the Rama would go like Tosis and the Rush. So if the Mechaber goes like Tosis and the Rush, you know, the Rama very, I think the Rama, you could see him smiling in the background, that he didn't have to say anything over here. You could just, you know, so the Rama is like, you know, thank you very much, you know. Okay, Sivkatan Lamed Hey. So, even b'churbanoi, atashash meguna, planting doesn't help. Pashut, duadin, l'chol hadvarim haneskram l'kaman, b'simen kufnun gimel, sivtes, Dehem Tashmish Maguna Biyoisar. All the things that we're going to see later, it doesn't work. Shel Rabim. Shel Rabim. Da'av Shemilsa. For Cheshboinois Shel Rabim, it's very loud. V'yesh Bazem Mishum Kalas Rosh Biyoisar. Umashim Primagan de Cheshboinois Shel Yochid Bechorbanoi Mutter. De Lazem Mayol Tnai. In other words, from the Prima Gadim, it's only public calculations are usher, private calculations are mutter. Of Rabbeinu Yerucha Mashma, Dinokat Shel Rabim L'Rabusa. From Rabbeinu Yerucha Mashma, that it picks Shel Rabim as a chidosh. The Avshu Tzorich Rabim, you're not allowed to do it. Certainly, Shel Yachid, you're not allowed to do it. Shabachutz la'aretz. Ah, this is a wonderful lambda. So what's the pshat that you're allowed to, that there's a t'nai helps for shuls in chutz la'aretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. A t'nai is a t'nai. No, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason why t'naim help for shuls in chutz la'aretz is because shuls in chutz la'aretz will be moved. So their kedusha is only temporary. So you can make a t'nai. She'en kedushasan aylamas. She'arei kesheyava ya'agoyal b'mher v'yameinu. Tifka kedushasan. When the Mashiach comes, b'mher v'yameinu, the kedusha leaves. Ma she'en kein b'batei k'nesiyos she'be'aretz Yisrael. The Bir Halacha says, that when we go up to Eretz Yisrael, the shuls in Chutz La'aretz will be Nizbatel, and therefore the T'nai helps. Masha'en came b'batei k'nesiyos sheba Eretz Yisrael. They're not going anywhere. Shum t'nai, l'fidas ha'mogen Avram le'el b'siv katan lamedalet gam b'Eretz Yisrael mahani t'nai l'shar tashmishin she'en bahem kalos roish. Remember the Mogen Avram? The Mogen Avram says that the din of the Shulchan Aruch, that a t'nai does not help for a shul, b'yishuvan, is only for tashmish meguna, for a regular tashmish. A t'nai would help. Likewise, in Eretz Yisrael, for a regular tashmish, a t'nai would help. There's a long bir halacha here. We'll see if we could see it tomorrow. Because if you learn the Gemara that the shuls in Chutz La'aretz are made al t'nai, but the shuls in Eretz are not made al t'nai, what if you did make the shul in Eretz Yisrael al t'nai? Can it help? Can the t'nai help at all? Okay, we'll see Bez Hashem tomorrow.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.